Stay true, stay real, stay righteous. What are you having to drink tonight, Chris?
I'm going to have me a Pearson Express, IPA Pearson Express. It's by a company called Henderson Brewing Company. Out of Henderson, Kentucky.
Hey, there's a company here in the neighboring town called Henderson. Henderson.
It's a brewery?
No, it's not a brewery. I think it's like a metalworking place.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is Henderson. A different one. Maybe it's owned by the same family. I don't know. No, the Henderson Brewing's just because of where it's located. But anyways,
Was there a president with that name?
Henderson.
Henderson.
Oh Lord, I don't know. You know, I was noticing the other day. There's sort of this weird phenomena going on around, and I can't explain it, but I notice it in everybody from young people to even older people. There's sort of this persistent paranoid, anxiety driven sort of feeling that everybody has.
Strange magic.
It is. It's very strange because everybody seems to feel it, but nobody can entirely pinpoint what's actually driving
That's
it.
Right,
what's
Chris.
Happening. And I say this because people have their own theories, right? They'll spend all day talking about political things.
What's going on?
Economical things, world problems,
yep.
Life problems, whatever. They all have their theories for why they feel that way, but nobody can seem to entirely agree on what is happening that everybody around me, including myself, I'm including myself in this, has this strange sort of unease. And I feel like something's happening in the world. I can't explain it. I'm not going to necessarily go as far out to say I have any conspiracy theory on it because I don't really entirely know what it is. But something is happening. And it makes me, I don't know. I just noticed this the other day.
It makes you aware.
It just seems like everybody's a little bit aware, but we can't pinpoint what the issue is. Does that make sense?
What the problem is.
What is your thoughts on that?
I think there's a lot of strange things happening all at once. There's a lot of shifts in economic that kind of would line up with scenarios like what, and we've mentioned it before, we've talked about like the World Economic Forum. They have this concept called the Great Reset. So the Great Reset, their motto, their literal motto is, you will own nothing and you will be happy. And that's their
motto. But what does that mean?
It's kind of like this weird propagated thing that they have. Like, you can type it in on Google and look up images, and you'll see these, like, these weird posters.
But what does that mean? You will own nothing and be happy. Explain that to me, because I don't know that I've seen these.
Okay. But just from observing things that are happening currently, it feels like they would align with the ideas of the World Economic Forum.
Okay.
Because
so this is a group. You're saying the World Economic Forum
is
an actual established group?
Yeah, it's important people. Quote, the, unquote, right?
The elites. The yuppies. No, I'm just kidding. So this is a group that
they meet once
a year. I'm assuming this is some kind of, what am I trying to say?
Agenda.
Agenda, yeah.
Yeah.
Sort of a, like,
they put it in motion.
Right. Okay, so continue. So they say that you will own, in the future,
you will own nothing.
Okay.
And you will be happy.
Explain this to me. How does
this
work?
So if you think about it, in order to own nothing, but to have something, to have a home, a car,
it's borrowed.
Things that you want, whatever, you know, I mean, it's you have to participate in the economy.
Okay.
You have to do it.
Sure.
That's your only choice,
right?
Because that's how a capitalistic society works. We've chosen this economic structure.
Sure.
So in order to participate, you have to adhere to the rules as well, or the systems at least, because the rules aren't really always followed. Well, the rules are never followed.
They're supposed to be. But,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Anyways.
But in order to own something in a capitalist society, you would need to have currency.
Correct.
If you didn't have currency, you wouldn't need to own anything. So
you couldn't own anything if you didn't have currency. Currently, you can't.
Right. Right. It's kind of, that's kind of a weird twisted, like a twist up.
Well, it means the truth that everything, money is cash is king.
That's how we function. That's how we function as a society. I mean, there was a point in time where we had systems like the bartering system, traded for goods and services. We did things like that. I think that was a lot more of an honest system. I mean, think about
it. What do you need and what do I need? So right. I need milk. You have it.
How
need some wolf pelts. I don't know.
Right.
You need some chicken eggs or whatever, and I have those.
How can we work in cohesion with each other? We right. live in close proximity, so we can help assist each other. We all protect the area that we're in together. Strength in numbers. We've always adhered to that.
Very
as a species. Yeah, community based. We're herd animals. You know, as our species are actual. You know, we're herd. We're social animals. That's why right. they always. That's why there's always debates about. You know, when they put prisoners in.
Solitary confinement.
Right. There's always issues of is that an inhumane treatment because of the fact that we are inherently social
right.
creatures. Me and you aren't. We fucking hate people. But
put me in solitary. I'll be paying for that.
I would thrive there.
I would just dissociate for hours, and I'd
well,
be
like
okay.
Charles Manson said, you know, Charles Manson was fucking locked up, and there's some kind of weird clip of him saying, "These walls may be around me, but I'm still free." Man, the dude's onto something, man. He may have been fucking crazy, but he was into something.
I'm not going to follow too yeah. much of Charles Manson, yeah. but I don't know.
But anyways, so the fact that you would own nothing means that the system within itself would have to change if we're in a capitalistic society, right? So in
Correct.
Order for, so
yeah.
in order for that system to change, there needs to be a transition period, preferably needs to go smoothly. Let's just say that's the truth from their saying.
Okay.
If we're basing this on a capitalistic society.
But they would like to go away from that, is the concept. Because to just real quick, not to interrupt, but from my perspective, what you're saying is, so if we're going to go to a society where people don't own anything, then you have to obliterate debt.
Right.
Because debt implies at some point I'm going to pay this off and I'm going to own it.
Right.
To some degree. At least.
You also have to include the second half of the phrase, but you will be happy.
You will own nothing.
So we see strange things happening, like Bill Gates becoming the number one farmland owner in America. Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
Yeah, that's a real thing. Bill Gates is the number one farmland owner now in America. Bill Gates, if you look at his initiatives for agriculture, a lot of it it's more automated systems of agriculture, if that
Correct.
Makes sense. And
so real quick, just so already I'm begging the question, because with somebody like Bill Gates buying up farmland and becoming the number one agricultural owner, I guess, I don't know how to say it, but
yeah.
Investor, I guess,
and he's wanting to
go to these automated ways. Do you feel as though we're going further away from? Well, I mean, automatically that sounds like the death of the farmer, right? Family farms would die off.
Yeah,
and
well,
the idea of any person actually farming would go away if it's automated.
I mean, the main point is he is really pushing for like a mass productive scale. From what I've okay. seen, from what I've understood about what he's doing. He's doing some work in Africa. Committed.
Some of the largest Cold War activity actually happened in Africa between a lot of countries that were trying to establish themselves.
It's just a dirty game all around.
Yeah.
Whether you agree with it or not, there's a heavy focus on climate change, right? There's a heavy
Correct.
Focus on that. I mean, that's a huge topic right now. When you look at what's happening with all of
right.
it, I mean, there's been real accounts of fraudulent data being brought to
sure,
the
yeah.
you know, where there's been
Absolutely.
I mean, that was a huge deal. We
in any field.
Let's say they were trying to push that agenda.
Okay.
That they were trying to say, hey,
what would be the benefit of that?
Climate change is a huge deal. Oil is a major is a
Fossil
major
fuels,
factor.
Coal, oil.
Right.
I need your gasoline.
So oil is a huge contributor to the functionality of the world. It's something that we maintain a form of control over, right?
Yes.
You need to have everyone feel the same way about something.
And buy into it.
So in order to get rid of this natural resource that controls freedom, in a sense, in the world, you would need to revert to something that maintains functionality, one of the newest innovations of mankind, the electric vehicle, right?
So you're saying that this is being driven by a profit.
This is what you could transition to.
So I can say real quick, I'm just going to interject real quick. So I work for a company that makes interior trim for automotive vehicles. And we have just been told there's a model we're getting ready to produce that will be our last gas model vehicle.
Right.
Everything moving forward that we're quoting for business is electric based. That's how fast it's coming. We're not even getting gas powered vehicle offers anymore for new stuff. That's fast.
So it's a quick transition. Right. Mm-hmm. But not everyone's going to be able to convert. Not everyone's going to be able to afford a car like that. I mean, they're already expensive as they are, right? We talked about market prices earlier.
Well, expensive, and like I say, you don't have the infrastructure. How many chargers do you have nearby to do this type of stuff?
Right.
How many, you know, it's a, yeah.
So let's say that the government doesn't have the time frame to seek private contractors and say, guys, we need you to start developing charging stations, maybe like set up systems for roads. Hey, it's like a mailbox. It's like your God-given right.
Your free charger.
So what if your God-given American right is presented to you in the form of a grant?
We're talking about how to accommodate this rapid change to things like electric vehicles.
They would pass the Emergency Infrastructure Act. Oh, right, Chris? Uh-oh, here we go. The Emergency Infrastructure Act.
Today I'm signing, the thing I got on the table here. I got to sign it.
Kamala.
Kamala, what am I supposed to say? What'd you say? Okay. Oh, I got it's the Infrastructure Act. You know, the one I was talking about earlier. You know, anyways.
Right. So everybody would now owe a bunch of money to the government for their new chargers that they had to quickly convert to.
You thought that was
hey,
free?
Hey, Chris.
You thought you were free
plus,
here?
Hey, Chris, plus the emergency Vehicle Cares Act, right?
Throw that one in there, too.
No, that's not a good name. The Emergency Vehicle...
the Emergency Vehicle... Whatever. Sorry, go ahead.
We'll have to think of a
whatever you were saying earlier.
Yeah.
Continue.
So then the next emergency act will be based in allowing people to purchase their new electric vehicles because, hey, the pumps are off, man. Hey, the fuel's only reserved for certain things now. We control the fuel because we don't have enough.
The fuel's only for the military.
Because we got to stop polluting the world. So all the civilians now rely on this governmental infrastructure that we owe all this money to now. We're already bankrupt as it is. The government's going to tell us we have to do this anyways. It has to be done because we're trying to save the world here. Mm-hmm. So there's weird things afoot, right? There's strange things afoot.
And so the plot thickens, right?
Let's get rid of war. Let's get rid of... Hey, fuck it. Maybe Vladimir Putin's in on it. Maybe he's just playing his part. I will make it legal. I'm telling
Sir,
you.
So we don't have any more troops to send.
What if Vladimir Putin is secretly part of the WEF? Who knows?
I miss my
Because
pleasures.
Now I have to eat my Gates bars all day. My five Gates bars I get that I eat every 2 hours to give me enough protein.
Is that the stuff they gave them on Snowpiercer? Remember they gave him like the block of like insect
protein or whatever. Yeah, protein bar. Oh yeah, Chris. Soylent Green. Soylent Green.
That was people or whatever they were putting in there.
That's
what it's going to be like though.
I'm telling you. Like think about it. Like BlackRock. BlackRock is a huge, huge company. And BlackRock acquires all kinds of, like they're involved in all kinds of shit. But they've literally been buying up houses. So like a weird thing about them buying these homes are the offers that were being put in were very competitive offers. There were people competing for these homes. You remember the housing market was on fire. But BlackRock was coming in and giving offers that were like 25 to 50% above the asking range. So there was no competition. And they've literally begun to buy up neighborhoods. And it's like a corporation that rents homes to people now.
You'll rent everything.
Because we've been too careless with our environment. Bill Gates had to buy up all the farmland so we could get ourselves in fucking check and feed and solve world hunger. Everybody gets their five Gates bars a day. That gives you enough energy. That gives you enough energy for 2 hours. And you eat your five Gates bars throughout the days. Oh, I miss ice cream.
And after the end of the day.
Stop it. You have a right to be healthy.
When you come
back. Bill Gates saved us. He saved you. How dare you speak to him?
What privilege you
have? How fucking privileged are you? You piece of shit. Right? Hey, does any of that sound familiar? So I'm telling you, it's a very subtle transition that happens. But all of it is eerie. And it looms, and I feel that, you know, everyone feels the shadow every once in a while.
So, I mean, I guess that all these things that are available for people to look up, there is sort of a lot of questioning.
You own nothing. You own nothing, and guess what? You're happy. We still give you a home. BlackRock owns it. So you're going to work for BlackRock Mining Corp, and you're gonna be a blaster. You're going to be a blaster. Your wife's gonna work at
at the farm.
Hang on. No,
at Bill Gates,
the Gates Bars Distribution Factory,
and that'll be life.
And hey, guess what? Because both of these corporations work together, we'll work in conjunction with your schedules. If we need to
swap you out,
we'll give you privilege. You'll get privilege points.
Oh,
hey, Chris,
gosh.
That's what it is. Hey,
you have to earn your privilege.
Hey,
now.
Chris, that's what it is. Well, if you need to shift time, you'll have to use privilege points. And privilege
and
points.
And that's how it'll be.
Right. And privilege points, social credit.
That's how we'll pay. And privilege points.
And privilege points, your social credit. Will dictate how much you get to ask off for work, how much money you make. I mean, it'll define you. It'll be your status. It's your social score.
What's that? You and your family want to go watch a movie together?
All right.
Well, that's a privilege.
Yeah, I'm going to
And you know what that means.
But you would have to earn it, Chris. You have to earn your privilege. Because we believe in capitalism. We believe in the American dream. So you got to grind, right?
Freedom ain't free.
That's right. You got to grind. Now, the only people you can grind for, though, is the people that you're indebted to. Now remember, you're bankrupt by now. Like
you don't
bankrupt.
Have anything.
You're bankrupt.
You have no assets.
You've been bankrupt by the government. If you're a farmer, you don't own your land anymore. It's gone. If you're a worker, if you're a factory worker, you're already working for the government. It's just a matter of time. Think about
Bacata.
The food. Hey Chris, hey, think about the food processing plants. Mm. Think about the food processing plants that have been catching on fire and blowing up. There was like 12 of them last year that happened. Mm-hmm. Or maybe within this year. I don't remember. People would say it's a conspiracy. I don't care. I've seen it. There's like things on YouTube. You can read articles about it. There's like it's just a bizarre thing. But it's something that happened. It's real. Mm-hmm. And you have to acknowledge things like that saying, is this, hey, the government comes in and say, hey, guess what? We'll subsidize the cost for you to repair your food factory. So you're going to owe us. You're going to be in debt to us. And these companies are slowly turned into these governmental facilities. You're going to continue to make Gates bars. And that's it. Not strawberry cream. The Gates bar is made of grinded wheat.
And bug shells. And fetus and dead fetuses.
No. You will be
that's
happy.
That's your soy. That's your
no,
soy.
No, you got to remember, you will be happy. Mm-hmm. They want us to be content.
Fat
well, we've
and happy.
We've come to live a certain way of life. Think about it. People couldn't live without air conditioning. People couldn't live without technology. We're addicted to it. They've infiltrated us in every way, and that's the whole point of it. We will be happy because we'll still have access. We'll have all these things, but we're not really going to think anymore. We're not really going to be individualistic. We're going to be what we're told to be and what we're manufactured to be, and that's kind of what's happening as we speak.
And certainly a lot of people seem to have that splinter in their minds.
Yeah.
I can feel it. I can see it in people's eyes. There's just sort of a weird change happening. So I can believe that maybe that's these things are going on.